Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity. Really, seriously. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Part of the, you know, solution. Seriously. You know, I just noticed this. It's grabbing my attention. Recent tax filings reveal that the Biden Cancer Charity spent millions on salaries. Are you listening here? Listen carefully. Millions on charities and $0 on research and development. Millions on charities and $0 on research and development. Come on. If that doesn't... I'm trying to say, be nice about it. If that doesn't tee you off, nothing will. Nothing will get you upset. And I don't know what that means ultimately. Do you just not care? I mean, it's not your money because you don't pay a lot of taxes, so it's no big deal, right? Is that how that works? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time you're spending with me. The I don't know if you heard, but Disney just laid off those. Well, they're going to lay off over 7,000 people. And this great economy that they're talking about, I just wanted to make sure we understand what's happening here. Let's go back a little ways. I've got this jobs report program. Kind of gives me an idea of what's going on, right? So let's hit some of these. Shopify. Some of these are online. There's no reason for these, right? Shopify, 600 people they're getting rid of. Does it give you a percentage? No, it doesn't. All right. What else is there? Let's see. There's some pretty good ones here. I flew through them earlier. I didn't give it much thought. Genpak is getting rid of over 1,000 people. Now we don't know what that one. Don't care about that one. Let's see. Washington Post is getting rid of 20. Rocket Companies, you know, Rocket Mortgage and so on, getting rid of 50 plus. God, what did I just say? 7,000 for Disney? Was it 12,000 for Facebook? I mean, but everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. Lockheed Martin, laying off 800. IBM. Didn't hear about this, but this is new. IBM's laying off 4,000. 4,000. You didn't hear any of this the other night. Ford, laying off 3,200 workers. Nobody cares about that. There you go. I'm looking for the big ones. Hasbro, 1,000. Best Buy, 700. Shutterfly, 360. These are all companies that should be doing okay. Right? But nobody, does anybody really care? Nobody's going to pay attention. Nobody's going to do any research. Philips Electronics, 6,000. Now, maybe some of these people aren't doing well because they don't have good products. I don't know. Groupon laid off over 500. I don't know, you know, sometimes they try to hide the numbers. And I don't know what they all are. Rivian, whatever that is, almost 1,000. FedEx is laying off 10% of management jobs. There's so much going on, but we don't hear about this. I thought it created 12 million jobs. Probably not in these areas, right? Now, there are companies that are hiring, depending on what they're doing and what they're in. But the numbers that we keep seeing are big for people who are laid off or let go. And some of these companies aren't coming back anytime soon, no matter what you want to believe. Boeing is laying off over 2,000. I thought they were fine. Zoom is laying off 1,300. I know some of you can't stand Zoom, so I don't have to tell you. eBay 500? Wow, that's a new one. It's going to keep going. GoDaddy. They're laying off almost 10% of their workforce. But nothing to fear. Everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. And then there's a whole bunch. Let's see, how many are there? I know, I should have added all these up before, but whatever. There are a bunch of Walmart stores closing. But they're in areas that are problematic, too. Right? Walmart's closing three of the Chicago suburban stores. I wonder why. Why would they want to do that? So anyway, you can find these on your own. You do a little searching. And you'll see what's going on here. You'll see how many stores are closing. How many chains are shutting down a bunch of stores. You got places like CVS letting a percentage of their people go and closing down. So I got to tell you, I mean, if for him to get up there and talk about how great we're doing, some of you already know this. It's an out-and-out lie, right? All right. Lorraine Southern's parents were banned by an Airbnb because their daughter is a conservative activist. Isn't that great? Just wonderful. Yeah, in April 2019, Lorraine Southern released her amazing documentary on African human trafficking. If you want to know more, you got to come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I am back. Hopefully you are too, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Come on. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Ready? Come on, can we all do it together? It's the only way we win. Seriously. And it's good. It's wonderful. And it's okay to speak to people. It's okay to push back on people giving misinformation. Don't let them always blame you for giving out misinformation. Show them where they're wrong. Don't shove it down their throats, but show them where they're wrong. All right? Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. All right. We're talking about in April 2019, Lorene Southern, she released her amazing documentary on African human trafficking. They were moving 500 people a day from Africa to Spain. It was a very lucrative business, just like it is for the Mexican cartels right now. Right? And YouTube removed the documentary. Why would you do that? I mean, you know what's going on. We know what's happening. Why would they remove it? Why? Because it shows where they've gone wrong. It gives you real facts, real information on what went sideways. Right? Earlier this week, though, Lorene Southern learned that her parents were banned from an Airbnb because of her conservative activism. Wow. She did a documentary on truth and activism? For standing up against human trafficking. You look at the globalists want human trafficking. They need it. For so many reasons. Right? They've got sex slaves. They got labor slaves. We know this to be true. But nobody wants to talk about it because then they have to do something about it. They've never booked anything for me. They don't represent me in any way. They aren't publicly political in any way, she went on to say. How is this sane in any way? She shared a screenshot of the email sent to her parents, which stated that we've removed you from the Airbnb platform because your account is closely associated with a person who isn't allowed to use Airbnb. This means you no longer will be either. Wow. Guilty by association. There's a lot of kids that have separated from their parents, so to speak, because of their political views. How do they know that didn't happen here? It just never, I mean, again, for people who say they want justice, they want fair treatment in the whole nine yards, we all know they don't mean it, right? There's no way they can do this and mean it. Absolutely none. If you don't believe what I believe, I get to shut you down? Yeah. There is absolutely no truth in it. All right. This is one of the ones I wanted to get to. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office, they've decided out of nowhere to revive its criminal investigation into Trump's hush payments to porn stars, Stephanie Clifford. We know her pole name is Stormy Daniels. Now, the question I have to ask is, what is illegal for hush payments? Right? I mean, this wasn't a rape. This wasn't a beating. This wasn't anything like that. This was allegedly. Okay? This was allegedly a consensual sexual relationship. And when he gave her the money, she signed and she agreed that she wouldn't say anything. That she would maintain her silence. Then she decided, ooh, he's running for president. I could make some money. I'm sorry. But think about it. It's exactly what she said to herself. She wanted to get out of that. She even said it at the time. She wanted to get out of that non-disclosure statement so she could make some money at this. But what's the crime here? That's what I'd like to know. What would they charge him with if they found out that what she said is true, that he gave her money? Now, House Democrats launched the inquiry into hush payments ahead of the 2020 election cycle. They were looking to bog down Trump to slow down his 2020 re-election campaign. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's predecessor, he rejected the Trump hush payments case because it wouldn't stand up in court. They don't care. They're going to do what they want to do, how they want to do to make sure they make your life miserable. They could care less about justice. just like, you know, Joey B could care less about what's going on to the American people. Anyway, fast forward a couple of years, and now Manhattan DA has revived the Stormy Daniels hush payment probe. Right? Just ahead of, the 2024 presidential run of Trump. Again. Just amazing. According to the New York Times, Manhattan DA began presenting evidence to the grand jury on Monday. Grand jury, yeah, another waste of time. From a publisher of the National Enquirer, he was seen walking into the building in Lower Manhattan where the grand jury was meeting last week. Now, Trump's former lawyer, right, they brought in Michael Cohen. I mean, wasn't he already accused of lying? Seriously. They brought him in. Cohen previously claimed he was directly involved in helping Trump pay Stormy Daniels' $130,000 hush payment. Again, I say, where is the illegal part of all of this? Didn't pay her money to shut up from being either raped or beaten or whatever. The money was just to be quiet about an alleged affair. Right? Former Trump fixer, Michael Cohen, when he met with the Manhattan prosecutors investigating this, he said their knowledge of the case is extraordinary, Cohen said after leaving the Lower Manhattan meeting. They're extremely well prepared. Trump's former right-hand man declined to discuss specifics, but said that, you know, he suspects he'll be meeting with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's investigators soon. Nothing happened. You don't really even know what's the truth in the evidence. Show us in your house. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee are beginning investigations into purported censorship on social media. On Wednesday, GOP lawmakers blasted Twitter for shushing conservative politicians and other leading voices.
You were censoring and wrongfully violating our First Amendment free speech rights.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Lawmakers also heard from a former content manager for Twitter who said rank-and-file employees like her were being asked to moderate more content than they could. Twitter is acknowledging the platform may not be working as expected tonight. Users began reporting outages and error messages Wednesday evening, a few hours after the company had posted that longer tweets had gone live for Twitter Blue subscribers. The character limit for subscribers increased from 280 characters to 4,000. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Don't continue your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JERO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. It's the way you win. It's how you stay on top of things, basically. Right?
Right.
All right. Again, like I said, there's so much going on in the news, hard to keep up with it all. I do my best. We're talking about how Cohen said he was, I guess he was the money handler. Michael Cohen was the money handler for Trump and trying to keep certain people quiet. At least that's what they say. Again, I don't know how true that is. It's not a matter of not wanting to believe it. I just don't know how true it is. I mean, remember, the guy's already lied about several things. And all of a sudden you're going to tell me he's telling the truth now? You know, and I'm still, I wish one of you Facebook lawyers would call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where the crime is. Should this alleged affair come out to be true, what is the crime in what he did? For all intents and purposes, he would have had sex with her, or, I don't know, an affair over a period of time. Paid her some money afterward and said, look, this affair goes nowhere. You tell nobody about it in no way. Here's the money, right? And if you blow it, I get everything you own. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to figure out what's wrong here. She could have just said at the time, no, sorry. This will make a great story for my grandchildren someday. It's not what she said, though. She said, okay. She signed up, and she got the money. She was quite happy. So, I still don't know what the issue is here. Cohen, in his federal case, said that he withdrew $130,000 of his home equity account and transferred it to an LLC to wire it to Daniels. He told the House Oversight Committee in February that Trump and his namesake real estate business reimbursed him incrementally with interest. An issue whether Trump directed the hush money for politically motivated reasons, constituting a campaign donation without classifying it as such. Wow. So I guess if they could somehow try to prove that he only did this so he gets traction in his campaign, I guess that makes it against the law. Man, have you guys seen them go after Obama? or Joe Biden or any of the other sleazebags on that part of the political aisle like this. Never stopping, never giving up. I mean, really. You have to ask yourself the question. Oh, actually, you don't, because it's right there in your face. Right? It's right in your face. You have to ask yourself, why would they not go after Democrats the same way they go after Republicans? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And, as I always say, troop. I just appreciate the time that the information that we're putting out there. That you grab it, that you run with it, that you talk about it. I don't know if any of you have ever been over to the Gateway Pundit. Got a lot of really, really good stories over there. And I say that because, I mean, he's got a bunch of people working with and for him. That help write these stories he's got. And they go very much into detail on some of these issues. He's got a leaked memo up there from the FBI. Who warned against, right, now, mind you, when they use the word radical Islamic or radical Muslims, the Dems lost their minds, totally lost all the gray matter between their ears. So in this report from the FBI, they're warning against radical traditionalist Catholics. Wow. How come no Dems got mad about that? How come Joey B. didn't get mad about it? He's a Catholic. Now, the FBI warned against the radical traditionalist Catholic ideology in a memo posted to uncoverdc.com. This comes from the former FBI agent, Kyle Cerfin. Cerfin last year was suspended indefinitely without pay after working for an FBI Richmond office for 6 years. The FBI believes that white supremacy found in a home of Catholics who prefer Latin Mass. Oh, God. They're calling them white supremacists because they prefer a Latin Mass. Where does the Latin Mass come from? Where does the Latin language come from? The FBI's Richmond Division would like to protect Virginians from the threat of white supremacy, which it believes has found a home within Catholics. Especially ones who prefer the Latin Mass. This is their memo, people. This is an intelligent analyst within the Richmond Field Office, FBI, released in a new finished intelligence product dated January 23rd, 2023, on racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists. Can you tell me, percentage-wise, how many of these crimes against churches or Planned Parenthood centers? What's the percentage of Christian / Catholics that have committed those crimes? As opposed to the radical Muslims as a percentage that committed those crimes. I'd love to know. If somebody's got that number, it'd be great. See, they don't want to do that, though. Because if they do that, then you're going to truly see what the numbers are. You're going to truly see what's going on. And you may tee off some people that might want to do physical harm to you. Now, the acronym, new to many in the domestic counterterrorism field, comes with a footnote by the writer explaining RTCs are typically characterized by the rejection of the Second Vatican Council. The writer makes it, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but the Second Vatican Council, they relaxed a lot of the tradition, if you would, that masses no longer had to be said in Latin. I mean, which, frankly, with all due respect to my Christian and Catholic friends, you really think that your Lord and Savior wants you to have a mass, to have a teaching in a language that nobody understands? You'd have to help me understand that one. Anyway, the writer makes a leap, or an unsubstantiated leap, that a preference for the Catholic Mass in Latin instead of the vernacular and a number of more traditional views on the other world religions can amount to an adherence to anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, anti-LGBTQ, and white ideology. So in other words, if any world religion, right, doesn't adheres to more traditional views, they can be chopped up. See, this is a direct assault on religion. Any religion, really, if you think about it. I mean, especially when they say, if you adhere to the more traditional views. You mean, if we adhere to what Scripture says? Is that what you're saying? Because that seems to be the other way to interpret that. Anti-LGBTQ, anti-immigrant, anti-blah-blah-blah-blah makes you a white supremacist. This writer draws the important distinction between traditional Catholics who simply prefer the traditional Latin Mass. Think about that. Right? Anybody after Vatican II is fine. They can deal with. Anybody before Vatican II? No, they're too extremist. Their ideological beliefs are way too extreme. A discerning reader may wonder why the writer believes such divisions exist. Right? Going to say, if there is evidence of extremist and violent rhetoric within the Catholic Church, where is it? I haven't seen it. How many Catholics you see going down the street protesting, smashing windows, burning cars, and that kind of stuff? I haven't seen it. Really, I haven't seen it. God. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, they don't hide it anymore. It's right in front of your face. The article ultimately concludes with the incredible leap from the RMVEs, or white supremacists pose a threat to social media sites. They shouldn't be using them. They shouldn't be allowed to get their message out. Because they promote violence. I haven't seen that. There's nothing here to prove that. There's not even links to stories that prove it. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina is, I'm your host. I just don't even know where to start with all these stories I have. Anyway, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com where you can, you know, look at the... Look, Valentine's Day is only a few days away. For all intents and purposes, okay? Get on it! Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, comforters, mattress covers. I mean, robes. Nice, very nice robes and slippers, right? Your honey's going to love it. Check it out. Use promo code Joe on the way out. I'm telling you, you'll be very happy. You'll be very excited. You'll save a boatload of money. I'll make a few bucks, and you'll keep people working in this country, raising their kids still, for the moment, in the greatest country on the planet. Anyway, I love this one. This is great. A large mob of trans activist supporters, they stormed the Oklahoma Capitol in an attempt to stop a Republican lawmakers from passing a bill that would ban gender transitioning surgery for children. Well, wait a minute. Let me read that again, because this can't be right. Supporters recently stormed, or activists, trans activist supporters, the Oklahoma Capitol, an attempt to stop the Republican lawmakers from passing a bill. So I guess as long as your cause is left-leaning, as long as your cause has to do with something they agree with, right? It's not a problem. It's not illegal. It's not bad. This chair is driving me nuts. Okay, you can, not a problem. You can go in there. You can cause trouble. You can shut the place down. That's okay. Right? If they were in there, if these were conservatives in there supporting that bill, oh, they'd be, you know, treasonous. Videos of the trans activists taking over the Oklahoma Capitol quickly made their way on Twitter and showed close to over 200 activists filing, filling the main atrium of the Capitol. And the mobs were waving these trans flags along with holding signs that read, "We are not a threat." Oh, yeah, right now. At one point, the mob started to chant, "Trans Lives Matter." Oh, here we go. I'm trying to figure out why weren't the Black Lives Matter people outraged with that? Because when you say all lives matter, they go nuts, right? No, really, think about it. So, is this the same thing? Or are you on that side? Now, if you went to the BLM website before they took it down, their about page was very telling. Yeah, their whole goal was not to support the nuclear family. As a matter of fact, to support, you know, lesbian and trans women in these situations. I'm thinking to myself, wow. So you don't care about the Black family as a whole. Got it. Just amazing. Now, I haven't heard, I'm scrolling while you're talking, while I'm talking. I'm looking for something that says, you know, there were 12 arrests. There was one arrest. There was five arrests. No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Right? Now, what's really funny here is, which I love, I think it was one of the legislators said, "Oh, wow, I'm literally shaking. Oklahoma came under attack today by a group of insurrectionists." Now, I'm sure the FBI is already on it and will use every available resource to identify all these domestic terrorists, don't you think? No, you know that's not going to happen. Right? Again, proof positive, over and over and over again. They never see it on themselves. I don't know if it's a mental illness or it's done purposely. Right? The storming of Oklahoma Capitol occurred after Republicans introduced Senate Bill 129, which would ban gender reassignment surgery for anyone under the age of 26. Oh, that's terrible. Terrible. Oklahoma State Senator David Bullard, he filed a new bill and stated, "Listen, we have a sacred duty to protect our children." Yes, he's so right. We would continue Senate Bill 129. It's designed to protect our children from those who want to benefit financially at their expense. Child abuse is a felony in our state, and mutilating a young person's genitalia should be viewed no different. Amen. I agree with him 100%. Okay? And you have nothing to worry about anyway. You know why? This is easy. Yeah, you can always hop on a, you know what? You petition the state of California. They'll have you brought to California. They'll totally ignore the warrant from another state. They'll totally warrant the feds from saying, you know, you've got to return that child. Oh, no, you got plenty of places to go. Nothing to worry about. But they want what they want, what they want. They don't care who it hurts. Now, I mean, seriously, I would love to have one of you on to talk about, truly to talk about the depression rates, the suicide rates, and so on. You guys don't care about that. You don't care about the kids. You've done almost no homework, some of you, as to what this really does to these kids, young people. Right? It's just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I didn't know about this because I don't follow it that closely, but thousands of users report they're unable to tweet shortly after Twitter hearings concluded. But what's that all about? Why would that be an issue? Why would Elon Musk care about those hearings? None of them had to do with him, right? And many users found themselves unable to send a tweet. One of those users is conservative journalist Jack Posobiec, who took the Telegram to write, "Hey, Twitter isn't let me tweet or retweet." Other users only getting the message, "Sorry, you've exceeded your tweet limit." Wow. Okay. Now, 8,000 users per, this is the Down Detector. It tells you what major sites are down across the country. I'd heard it was more than them, though. I'd heard it was a bunch of the major social sites were either down or so-so, they might have all been down. Over 8,000 users reported Twitter was down for them at around 5 o'clock. That was just minutes after the House Oversight Committee concluded their hearing. Well, what did they think they wanted to accomplish? Do people really think, right? So it was over 52% of users had problems with their Twitter app. And 35% indicated there were problems on the website. Right? So they must have had technical issues. And again, I don't stick up for these people, but I was in technology for 20 years. If they really wanted to make this happen, there are a dozen ways they could have done this where no one... where no one would have known what was going down. My God, there's so many... You guys got to stop this. You're sending me these things. It's just weird. Some of this stuff is so weird. Here's another one. This was bizarre. The lights went off during a House Oversight Committee hearing on Hunter Biden's laptop. Just amazing. It never ends. The House Oversight Committee on Wednesday conducted a full committee hearing to discuss the Hunter Biden laptop report and the involvement of the government to suppress this information. Now, protecting speech from government interference and social media bias, you know, Twitter's role in suppressing Biden's laptop. Ooh. I mean, when you see memos like this, what do they think it's going to show? What do they think it's going to say? During the hearing, Representative Gary Palmer... He's a Republican out of Alabama. He was in the middle of a sentence when the lights briefly went out. Sounds like the Green New Deal to me, Rep. Palmer said after the lights went back on. Oh, these guys, you know what? Some of these guys are going to be impossible to deal with. They got nothing to lose. I mean, if they feel like I do about certain things, there's nothing to lose here. Right? And that's what you need to do. Look, I've been telling people, if you're serious about this, you need to commit to being in it for the long term. Not yelling here and there, right? Not showing up 1 week and 3 weeks no, and then a week no, none of that. You have to sit down like you're taking a brand new class. Right? And you have to turn around and just make it real simple. Right? I mean... And you have to get informed as much as you can. You have to get every little detail. Seriously. You know, we only got about a minute left. There's an election coming up in 2 years. And I know, that sounds like it's a, you know, 100-year. It's not. Now's the time. You've got this summer when it comes up. Start planning these things. Maybe have a little block party. Get to know some of your neighbors. Let's find out what's going on in their lives. So when you start talking with them about how important it is to vote, how important it is to make sure that you know you have the information on the people, you know, I mean, running for office, that you can make a difference. You can truly make a difference. Joe Basile, your host. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time. I know it's precious. God bless and have a great rest of the day.